Lutheran Public Radio is now a nonprofit organization. That means all past, present, and future gifts to LPR are tax deductible. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and mail it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of a $50,000 scholarship, your new Miss America, Miss Indiana Katie Stamm!
Well, shortly after that announcement of the new Miss America 2009, started looking on the internet and suddenly discovering one of our own, Katie Stamm, a Lutheran from Indiana. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin this hour talking with Katie Stamm, Miss America 2009, and then we'll spend the rest of today's program talking to Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, Putting Beauty Before Age today. We'll talk about just war theory and just war, can it be practiced? Or is it just a theory? We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 3rd of February. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MY-IE. 877-623-6943, our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Earlier today, we had the opportunity to talk to Miss America, Katie Stamm. I began the interview by asking Katie, what do you remember most about your grade school days at St. John's Lutheran School in Seymour, Indiana?
Well, what I remember most is just the atmosphere being like a family. You know, it's such a small school. When the year that I graduated from eighth grade, kindergarten through eighth grade, there were 70 kids. And so if you weren't related to everybody in the class, you knew who everyone was, who their family was, where they lived. I mean, I just remember the family atmosphere, and that was so great.
So did growing up in a small Midwest town help or hurt your prospects for Miss America?
Oh, it absolutely helped, 100%. And, you know, I give all the credit of who I am today to the values and traditions and morals that I learned from growing up in a small Midwestern town and growing up on a dairy farm. You know, whenever you have such a humble background, it really teaches you to love life and to not take anything for granted and just to really feel blessed every day. So I give all the credit to who I am today, to where I grew up and how I grew up.
Did you grow up wanting to be Miss America?
I did. It's so funny. Growing up, I constantly, watched the Miss America pageant every single year and always looked up to her and saw her as one of my role models and dreamed of becoming her someday. And so many of my decisions growing up have revolved around that goal I set for myself at such a young age. So, you know, growing up, myself and my older cousin, we used to have pretend pageants in her basement. And it's actually kind of a funny story. We used to make crowns out of cereal boxes, and we used to make sashes out of big ribbon. And right before I came to Miss America, my cousin gave me one of those sashes that she had kept all these years, and it said Miss America on it. So, I mean, that was my good luck charm. I absolutely loved it. There's so many wonderful memories of me and my cousin playing pretend pageants in her basement, and now we get to live out those dreams in real life.
Well, apparently you come from talent. Your dad is a musician, too?
Yes, that is correct. My father is actually a high school choir director at Seymour High School in Seymour. And I think the musical talent definitely comes from my father's side with his ability. And then my grandparents, my grandfather was on Broadway, actually. And my grandmother, she teaches piano lessons, and she has played organ for church for many, many years. My second cousin is the director of the Singing Hoosiers at Indiana University, and I mean the list goes on and on. Just a lot of musical talent in my family. We're very, very blessed and fortunate.
And your mom, she's a Lutheran school teacher, right?
My mom is a Lutheran school teacher at Emmanuel Lutheran School in Seymour. She teaches fifth grade there, and she absolutely loves it. And she always talks to me about how much of a blessing it is to work with such great people. The students are just really wonderful to work with, and then beyond them, the families that she gets to meet. They're really special, and it makes her job not seem like a job.
What do you say to girls who are being told by the culture nowadays to grow up fast and to flaunt their sexuality?
Oh, goodness. What do you say? What do you say? That's really sad. You know what? I think in that situation, I don't think you say anything. I think you teach by example. And because that's so much more of a powerful message, you know, because everybody can say, you know, live, you know, as a little girl, enjoy being a little girl, and, you know, wait to grow up because you'll have the rest of your life to be an adult, and, you know, don't flaunt your sexuality, of course, because it's just immoral. But I think it's more of a powerful message to actually live your life in that way, to really practice what you preach and be that example. So, I mean, if anything, just hopefully I can be that public role model for them, because, you know, today we're lacking in that positive influence, in that public, the media spotlight. We need someone there to be a good role model for them, and hopefully I can provide that for those little girls.
How would you respond to those who say that Miss America, the whole pageant scene, is exploitive of women?
I would say that they need to look a little deeper into what the Miss America organization really is. Because if someone was saying that it is an exploitation of women, they don't know enough about the program. And they need to become more educated before they start pointing fingers and saying negative comments. Because let me just throw out some of these quick facts. Miss America is the largest scholarship provider for young women in the country. We give away $45 million every year to young women to further their education. Miss America is all about promoting the all-American girl, this genuine, real girl who just has these big dreams and aspirations and is working so hard to accomplish them. We have a national platform with the Children's Miracle Network. We have started this partnership. We've been working with them for the last 20 years, but we just started an official partnership with them the last couple years. And every single year, Miss America and the Children's Miracle Network raise millions of dollars for children's hospitals across the U.S. and Canada. So, you know, Miss America, she's a real girl, but she's also an advocate, she's a leader, she's a role model, an example. She's all of those things. And that's what people need to see when they look at Miss America. And I think if they looked deeper, then they could see that.
How do you define beauty?
Beauty is loving the person that you are, is loving what you have to offer, and realizing that that's enough. Because God made each of us individual and beautiful and talented in our own ways, and each of us has something to offer to someone else in a positive way. And, you know, it could be something as great as being Miss America, or it could be something as great as, you know, being a Lutheran school teacher in a small town and just really being there for those children and really helping to grow them and teach them in a positive environment. You know, everyone has something to offer, and the beauty is understanding that and knowing that and appreciating it.
What was your first thought when your name was announced?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. Just sheer shock. when they called my name, it really was an out-of-body experience. I remember standing up there with Miss California to my left and Miss Tennessee to her left, and, you know, they had just finished saying Miss Georgia was the first runner-up, and there were a few moments, which seemed like hours to us, before they announced who the next Miss America was going to be, and just so many thoughts racing through my mind. You know, any of us girls who were left up on stage could be the next Miss America and would do a great job at it. And at that moment, it was just, you just kind of have to step outside yourself and look at your life and realize, oh my goodness, how blessed am I?
Who'd you
call? And so when they, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead and finish.
Oh, I was just going to say, whenever they called my name, it was just like, it truly was very surreal.
Who did you contact first?
Oh, goodness. You know, somebody asked me this question the other day, and I have no idea, because as soon as they put the crown on my head, I was whisked away for my very first media interviews and my very first press conference. And so I didn't get to call or text anyone until about 1 o'clock in the morning. And I think the first person that I called was my sister, who was back at home. She had a four-month-old back at home, and she was not able to make the trip out to Las Vegas. So I think she was the very first person that I called.
Talk a little bit about the challenge to your Christian faith during the whole Miss America process.
You know, I just, it's more of like a personal challenge for me, and just making sure that I keep him with me at all times. It's very intimidating to be in a setting where you are the representative of all people, of all beliefs, and not everyone is going to not only agree with your beliefs, but they're also not going to appreciate them. And so as the representative of all those people, you really have to be careful about things that you say and the manner that you say them in. And so that has been the biggest challenge, because for me, you know, my faith is the foundation of my life, and everything revolves around my faith. And so for me not to use my faith in everything I do is very difficult. So that is the biggest challenge for me, is just to make sure that I keep that balance between my personal faith and keep that strong and strengthening every day, and between the role that I'm playing as Miss America, as the representative of all people and of all beliefs.
You chose to sing Via Dolorosa, a religious song. Why not something more contemporary, more secular?
You know, it was a very difficult decision, actually, because a lot of people would not have chosen such a religious, such a song with such a powerful message. But for me, I thought, if this is the thing that makes or breaks me, if they don't give me the title of Miss America based on the fact that I'm singing such a religious song, then I don't want it. Because like I said before, my faith is the foundation of my life. And I'm a 22-year-old woman who is confident in herself and knows exactly who she is, and knows that who she is because of her faith. And if I cannot sing about my faith, then what can I sing about? So I had to, you know, it was a lot of soul searching to say, I'm going to sing this song and I'm going to be proud of it. And God just shined through me, because I'm on national television and I could be a messenger to a lot of people right now. So just use me. And I think he did, because we are definitely stirring up a lot of positive influence right now with a lot of the comments I've heard about the song that I sang. You know, hopefully we're making a difference in people's life.
So, Katie, what's with Seymour, Indiana? John Cougar Mellencamp, Katie Stamm?
You know, there must be something in the water, right? No, you know, like I said before, talking about my background and how I am today because of that, and it helped mold me into who I am today. It's just, there's a lot of really wonderful people in Seymour, and they helped me become the person I am today. They helped mold me and shape me. So a lot of wonderful people, and it's a great environment to grow up in.
Our engineer here at Lutheran Public Radio is a single guy. He's very nice. Can we arrange a date if you're ever in town?
You know what? I'm actually taken. I have a boyfriend of 3 years, so I might have to pass, but I like coffee, so maybe we'll meet for coffee.
Katie Stamm is Miss America 2009. Katie, thanks for your time. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
Well, we didn't have time to play all of our interview with Katie Stamm, Miss America 2009, but you can listen to the entire interview at our website, issuesetc.org. Just click on demand, and you'll find the entire full-length interview with Miss America 2009, Katie Stamm. Issuesetc.org. Click on demand. When we come back, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery is going to join us. We're going to be talking about just war theory. Is war inherently wrong? What about defensive wars? Most people will say, well, if you have to defend yourself, then war may be a necessary evil. What about preemptive wars, where you think you might have to defend yourself and you try and cut out the middleman and preemptively go to war? We'll talk about just war theory with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the other side of this break. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned. She was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking that.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Our Savior Lutheran, Pacifica, California; Messiah Lutheran, Danville, California; Faith Lutheran, Capistrano Beach, California; Grace Lutheran, San Mateo, California; Our Savior Lutheran, Grand Rapids, Michigan; St. Paul Lutheran, Hamel, Illinois; St. Paul Lutheran, Brookfield, Illinois; Grace Lutheran, Racine, Wisconsin; St. John's Lutheran, Mayville, Wisconsin; Prince of Peace Lutheran, Crestwood, Missouri; Faith Lutheran, Plano, Texas; St. Paul Lutheran, Austin, Texas; University Hills Lutheran, Denver, Colorado; St. John Lutheran, Topeka, Kansas; Peace Lutheran, Alma, Michigan; Zion Lutheran, Imperial, Nebraska; and Trinity Lutheran, St. Charles, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in its mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. 300.